Hello and welcome to the Jesus Tribe podcast. It's exciting to have you here. We're currently on a series titled Is Anyone Up There? Where we answer questions regarding the existence of God. Is there a God? Does he exist? If he does, how does this affect me as a human being? Join us on this amazing journey as we search and try to make a case for and against the existence of God.
Hi Tribe, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Jesus Tribe podcast. Hi Daniel, good to have
Hi,
you back.
Dude. How are you doing? Hi everyone, welcome to today's podcast.
Yeah. Daniel, how's your day going? I know we just finished talking about how tired you both were. How are you feeling?
I'm doing pretty well. I would be very excited if I could have a vacation right now, but soon. That's fine. Yeah.
Really looking forward to that actually a vacation, because it's definitely not this year, because my year is kind of I didn't have a booked year by April. The madness of things. Wow. Anyways, for the greater good, everyone says. So I anticipate the greater good.
All right.
But yeah, welcome back, guys. Thank you for tuning in again. It means a lot that you take out time each week to listen to our podcast. It's really exciting to have you. I think I'm getting all nostalgic and, you know, emotional as we're drawing near the end of the podcast. I think I have one more to go after this one.
The podcast for this theme, so that no one misunderstands.
Oh my God, disclaimer, guys.
We're still here for many, many podcasts to come.
Yeah, it's just for this theme, right? And we've been on it for a while. I think we've been on it for about 3 months now.
Yeah, I think so. We started sometime in January, I believe. So it's pretty much like 4 months, actually. Three to 4 months. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Guys, you're two MVP men. Thanks for sticking around.
Yep. So, I mean, like Faith said, today we're pretty much going to bring about finishing touches or final conversations on this whole idea of is anyone up there? We're pretty much going to focus on what we call handling implications. But before then, Faith, do you want to give a recap of last week?
Yeah, sure, I can. So last week we looked at many faiths, one God, and pretty much our focus was on, you know, how there's 1,001 religions that exist today, and then some people have an excuse to say that, oh, because there's so many religions, is there really one true God, right? And then so our focus was kind of like, oh, see, the fact that there are so many religions doesn't mean you cancel out religions as a whole, right? You have to do the work, test all truths and find out which one is true in and of itself, because if truly there's actually one that is a true, in quotes, true religion, it would mean that you missing out on that would have, you know, more severe implications, and which is what we're going to look at in more details in our conversation today. So that was pretty much what we talked about.
Yep. Thank you. I think if there's anything to get from the last two episodes, to be to bear in mind that because there are many options doesn't mean that one isn't true, and because of the severity of the issue that is being discussed, it will be beneficial, or it kind of makes sense to put in the work to actually learn and find out, okay, which religion or what worldview seems to make sense, right? So like I said, today we're pretty much diving into handling implications. And this in itself is not really an argument for or against. It's more something I want, or we want everyone to think about, which is that whenever you make any claim, whenever you make any assumption, it's important you try to think also, what are the implications of what I am trying to say? So if you say the earth is flat, what is the implication? The implication means that if I travel consistently in one direction, I should probably fall off the edge of the earth eventually. Mm-hmm. That's the implication of what you're trying to say, which clearly is not the case, right? Or if you say 2 + 2 is no longer 4, 2 + 2 is 5, like we said in the article, that changes a lot of things. That means 5 + 5 is probably 11 or 12 or something, right? It changes the implications of that one mistake. I mean, I'm sure maybe growing up taking math classes, I think one of the ways to explain this is, you know, those questions where once you get something early wrong, everything
after else,
that, the teacher doesn't even have to, the teacher doesn't have to read it, because you've already missed a value that was necessary to produce whatever you wanted to say next. So you might have done all the formulas correctly, everything else, but let's say, usually what used to happen is minus, it would be a minus sign. Let's say it was -2 and you use +2, and then because of that your entire solution becomes wrong, right? It's ridiculous. So it's the same way, where if you make a logical assumption or you think something to be true, you need to always bear in mind, what are the implications of what I am trying to say? What are the implications of what I'm trying to say? And that's what we want to look at today. If there is a God, what are the implications? If there isn't a God, what are the implications? And again, it's not to exactly make a case for either side. It's so that whenever you make this argument, you are able to reflect that if I say this is what I believe, these are the implications to which I also subscribe to.
Yes. And I thank you, Daniel, for that. And I think it's a very valid conversation to have now, because I know that we live in an age where we live for the now, right?
Yeah.
So we say things, this is what I believe now, and then that's it, right? There's don't disturb me about what's going to happen tomorrow or what's not going to happen tomorrow. And life doesn't really work that way, because our decisions always have implications. Decisions always have consequences. And you kind of need to think about them when you're making decisions, because, well, if something is serious, you need to think about it, right? And I know that many times, most times when a decision is serious, we tend to want to weigh our option, right? So you have a medical condition, and then there are two options of treating it. One way that would inform your decision on what treatment option to take would be you weighing the pros and the cons. Or say you have 2 job offers, you would want to look at, oh, what will I gain if I'm at this company or at the other company? So most times, to get to weigh the value of a decision or to weigh the quality of a decision, you need to consider the implications. You need to consider, oh, what happens if I go this route? What happens if I go that route? If I'm going following Google Maps to a place, right? I would want to know, if I decide to go through this route, what are the traffic conditions here? What is it, shorter? Road smoother? You just generally consider implications and consequences of decisions that are quite kind of vital to you, and this is one of them, right? It's one of these decisions that you want to examine the implications of both before you take a stance.
Definitely Thank you. So I think to jump right into it, and like we said, this isn't a podcast where we are actually arguing for any side. Like I've said, again, it's what this podcast would do is that the next time you meet someone, or if you yourself are a skeptic or an atheist, you need to know what you are saying by implication, right? Or if you believe there's a God, you also need to know what you're saying by implication. So getting right into it, if indeed the world is entirely natural, it's the product of natural processes, there isn't a God behind it all and all of that, one of the very first implications that you can, or I think we should all be able to agree on, is that life doesn't have any eternal meaning, right?
Yes.
It doesn't have any eternal meaning. And what do I mean by that? If at the end of the day, it's all an hydrogen atom, explosions, evolution, molecules, complex organisms, and all of that, then at the end of the day, we are merely biological, physical creatures. Our minds are simply the process, the product of complex evolution over time. And at the end of the day, It simply means that we are no different from the animals on any perspective, whether it's morality, whether it's meaning, whether it's values, whatever. The same way you won't say, oh, this lion has fulfilled purpose. There's no talk about, oh, a human being has somehow made his life meaningful. So while there may be a sense in which in the present or from a societal perspective, we can construct metrics and values to which we can evaluate one another that, oh, this person contributed more to society, this person didn't. But if at the end of the day, even society is going to go extinct, then there really isn't any lasting meaning at the end of the day. It would then mean that for in a million years or in a billion years down the line, the person who decided to live every day selfish, violating the rights of other people and all of that, was no different a billion years down the line than someone else who decided to do the right thing or who decided to advance society in one way or the other. The point is that when you magnify the lens, or rather when you step back a bit to just look at humanity as a whole, if there is no creator, if there is no one we're accountable to, if there isn't a sense of justice before that being, or life after death, or all these concepts, then we should be like Paul, who said, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Right? I might as well do whatever I want. It brings to mind this song, so what, we get drunk, so what, we don't smoke weed, we just having fun, living young and wild and free, right? Exactly. Like, who cares? Because at the end of the day, we're all going to die. The earth is going to probably freeze or blow up or whatever. An asteroid would destroy us or something. Something would happen.
That's where it all ends. There's nothing after that.
Exactly. And if that's the end, then really, what's the point? Why should I care? Right? And you might argue that, oh, we can still fight for meaning. And I'm not saying you can't. I'm simply telling you that the implication is that it is just something you are deciding to engage yourself in so you don't get bored. It has no true meaning ultimately, right? You are no different from someone else who decides not to do anything or have any meaning to his life or pursue purpose or whatever, right? If there isn't an external being to whom human beings are accountable to, then there is no ought, there is no nobility, or there is no noble standard to which human beings ought to strive for. It's ultimately just something we do to keep it's maybe a sociological game we've come up with to help ourselves.
Or in layman's terms, just vibes and inshallah, because man,
honestly, that's it. So that's the first major implication that I think anyone who claims to be skeptical or that there isn't a God would have to somehow recognize, right? That if that's the case, then what is the point of all this? What is the point of all this? I might as well live for pleasure. I might as well live for money. I might as well live for sex. I might as well live to just do whatever I feel like, because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. And we've talked about this a lot, and I know, Faith, you're going to this is something you're very passionate about as well, but we've talked about this a lot of times in morality and consciousness, in evil done in the name of religion and all of that, that if there isn't a morally accountable being out there, then Mother Teresa was no different from a Hitler in the long run. Right? There literally isn't any difference. Yeah.
And that's such a heavy comparison, Daniel. But I think we'll touch more on that in, you know, next week's episode, right? Where we actually delve into the entire world of, you know, the implications standard-wise, right?
Yeah.
But just to kind of wrap things up now, I think what you said, not I think, what you said is actually like super important and something worth, you know, thinking on, something to reason that, oh, really, if I'm understand that, oh, there's really, like, I don't believe there is a God, if I'm on that side of this spectrum, then really what that implies is that there's really nothing more that I'm living for other than now. And I might as well just resign my job, quit my job, some of my exams and just lounge and, you know what, just exist. Because after now, there's really nothing else for me,
yeah.
Right? And I don't think, personally, that's personal opinion, guys. I don't really think that that's what it is for me. I want to believe that there's more to life than just the now. But then again, it's what I believe, right? That's not what you believe, then you need to accept as well that, oh, this is the consequence, or this is the implication of what I'm saying that I believe now, and it's something to spend time thinking about.
Yeah.
So you want to reevaluate your stance for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that sums it up really nicely. Again, like we've said, the point, you know, the implications of what you stand by. You know the implications of what you stand by. So, like you say, yeah, in the next episode, we'll continue down this thought or this train to kind of see more, right? What are the implications of a naturalistic or an atheistic mindset? And also, by contrast, what are the implications of a world where there is a being to whom we're created by and to whom we're accountable to? So, yeah, I'll see you guys next week. Thank you, Faith.
Bye. Yes, bye. Thank you for stopping by. Please don't forget to like, leave a comment, rate the podcast, share with your friends if you enjoyed, and just let everyone know that we're doing awesome stuff here at the Tribe.
All right then, bye guys.
Bye guys.
Thank you for listening to the Jesus Tribe podcast. We are an organization aimed at presenting the gospel of Christ in its simplicity to everyone everywhere. If this podcast has stirred up any questions, please feel free to mail us at tribejesus@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Jesus Tribe to stay up to date with our other activities and content. Till next time.